Good afternoon, everyone. Pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank the Health Informatics and Information Technology section for accepting our proposal or our abstract for presentation. And I'd also like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Ninez Ponce, Bogdan Rao, Yu-Yen Wang, and Hongzhen Yu at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. Nothing to disclose. I'm going to briefly talk about AskChess Neighborhood Edition, the concept and implementation, briefly talk about the science behind the tool, small area estimation, and then hopefully technology willing do a live demonstration of our new query system, AskChess Neighborhood Edition. So before I get into the slides, we were really excited when APHA had the topic of healthography for this year's conference, because I think there's a growing acknowledgement in public health that where you live matters for your health. I know 2 years in two years ago at APHA in San Francisco, there were posters everywhere. Your zip code is more important than your genetic code. There's been a lot more work on providing population health data for geographies and standardizing that. The great work done at University of Wisconsin on county health rankings, for example, is just widely used and really great information for public health surveillance and providing a tool to improve public health. But you can't improve health at the neighborhood level if you don't know the health at the neighborhood level, and county level data just is great, but most the diversity and the variation of health within the county is often much greater than it is between counties. So we've been working on a tool, a method to get health data at finer geographic levels. We're really thankful to Kaiser Permanente and the California Wellness Foundation, which supported the development of AskChess Neighborhood Edition. And we've also received support from the California Endowment for our efforts to disseminate data, and the California Healthcare Foundation, which is sponsoring some trainings of our new tool, AskChess Neighborhood Edition. So what is AskChess Neighborhood Edition? It's a new health information dissemination tool. It uses data from the California Health Interview Survey, or CHIS, as well as other population data, primarily from the American Community Survey, from the Census Bureau, and it provides health estimates at multiple granular levels of geography, including zip codes, cities, and legislative districts. It also includes some powerful visualization tools. As I mentioned, I'm at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, and we take dissemination seriously. So we've had as one of our missions, democratizing access to health data and health information. And this new tool complements some of our other dissemination tools. We do a lot of publications, fact sheets, policy briefs, and all kinds of reports. We have public use files that are available. These are microdata files for adults, adolescents, and children, from every cycle of CHIS from 2001 up to 2012. Those are available in SAS data and SPSS formats. You can download them free from our website. We have health profiles, which are two-page PDFs of key health indicators for counties. And kind of the crown jewel until now has been AskChIS, which is an online query system which provides customized queries at the county level. It has a very simple user interface on the front. It has SAS on the back. We have more than 40,000 registered users of that system, and they're closing in on 1 million queries of CHIS data. But again, that's all at the county level. So we wanted to push the bar higher and get to finer levels. So in the fall of 2012, we shopped a concept proposal to several organizations. Funding came through from Kaiser Permanente and the California Wellness Foundation. We kicked the project off about 18 months ago. We had a beta system up and running this March, and we launched publicly last week. So this is all very new. So how does this thing work? Behind the scenes, behind what you're seeing, is an estimation technique called small area estimation. So in the California Health Interview Survey, we generally sample at the county level. So with samples at the county level, we can generalize at the county level. We might know where someone lives. We might have three or four cases in a zip code, and we could calculate a prevalence estimate, but it wouldn't be valid because we haven't taken a scientific sample of that zip code. But we can use statistics, and I rely, and we rely heavily on our experts. I hope no one wants to ask too many questions about SAE, but it's a technique that heavily relies on the strategy of borrowing strength, and we borrow strength in a lot of different ways. So cross-sectionally, we're taking within one cycle of CHIS evidence data from one respondent with similar characteristics. We use auxiliary data from other data sources. We spatially borrow strength from people in neighboring areas, and we temporally borrow strength by combining data across CHIS cycles. We produce models using a semi-parametric generalized linear mixed model, which is very flexible and allows us to control and have both fixed and random effects at a variety of levels. The models are built using CHIS data along with some of the contextual data for each specific health indicator. We model the coefficients at the larger population data and then apply them to the smaller geographic areas using the auxiliary data from the American Community Survey. We sum those predicted values up at the target levels. We do variance estimation through replication procedure. And then at the final level, we do some quality control, some calibration and validation to make sure that when we sum up all those finer geographic units, they match our estimates from direct estimates at the county level. In our initial launch, as of last week, we've modeled 13 health topics with 22 separate health-related indicators. And again, those are all coming from our California Health Interview Survey. We've also produced 9 demographic topics available that includes 30 separate indicators. And so the SAEs, the estimates, these synthetic estimates, were generated in California for every zip code, for every city, and for every legislative district. That includes the state assembly districts, or state assembly, state senate, and U.S. congressional districts. And I should also mention that we limit, we have a minimum population threshold of 15,000. So this only includes cities with populations over 15,000 and zip codes with more than 15,000. But we do allow you to pool zip codes or cities where the thresholds are smaller so that you can still generate estimates. It generates estimates, confidence intervals, and populations, again, for the 15,000, allows pooling. And again, it's using a similar, easy-to-use, we hope, web-based interface that allows users to select as many health indicators as they like and up to 5 different geographic levels. It displays results in tabular form, a choropleth map, bar charts, and a histogram. In terms of compatibility, it's compatible with Internet Explorer versions 9 and higher, and most recent versions of Chrome, Safari, and Firefox. You have an opportunity, tomorrow's the last day of the conference, so Bogdan will be there doing some live demos starting tomorrow morning, I think in the exhibit hall around 9:30. I think the exhibit hall opens, and we're at booth 1043. The web address to access Neighborhood Edition is askchisne.ucla.edu.